Backers of the plan argue most Illinoisans would get a tax cut. Senator Don Harmon, a Democrat from Oak Park, says this provides the state a new choice instead of extending the 2011 income tax hike or making deep cuts to services.
We can continue an unfair, regressive flat tax at 5%, or we can cut government services, the services upon which folks rely, by 20% across the board.
Under the plan, it's estimated the state would take in $23 million less than this year's revenue, something advocate Emily Miller says isn't necessarily a bad thing. Miller is with Voices for Illinois Children, which is among the groups pushing for a progressive tax.
These are not good times. Families need tax cuts, and government needs to be able to operate efficiently.
Implementing a progressive tax would require amending the Illinois Constitution. If approved by the House and Senate, voters would have the final say in November. I'm Hannah Meisel.